Écricom 2006, épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 16. University goes to the students as classes start in China. Rising from what was once a paddy field is a little piece of England. One year after breaking ground, the University of Nottingham will open the first foreign campus on Chinese soil tomorrow. The 900 students enrolled at the 96-acre Nottingham at Ningbo University near the southern port city will receive a British curriculum and degrees under the tutelage of imported lecturers, English-only tutorials, and a replica of the Nottingham Trent Tower complete with chiming bells. From Monday, students will begin the same courses as their counterparts in finance and business management, international communications and international studies. Ian Gao, Provost of the University of Nottingham at Ningbo, knows that he is a pioneer. "Major advantages come from being first mover," he said, "but when you move so fast, you will encounter difficulties and it's a trade-off." Students at the university had not only to sit an entrance exam, as is standard practice in China, but had an interview, a rarity in a system that prizes learning by rote. Many memorized the answers they thought were expected, but for Rebecca Hughes, who heads Nottingham Centre for English Language Education, that was not good enough. "We made clear that they needed to express their own opinions," she said. "Some walked out when they knew they would fail." The new university is oversubscribed, even though Chinese government approval to recruit came so close to the start of term that the university had to limit entrance to the surrounding province of Zhejiang. With a population the size of France and some of the wealthiest businessmen in China, it proved a rich source of teenagers seeking a foreign degree without the expense of travelling abroad. Still, the fees are high by Chinese standards. At £3,500 a year for undergraduates, it is 10 times the cost of attending Beijing University. But that compares with £11,000 for overseas students in Britain. Vicky Zhang, a student, said, "My parents thought that rather than giving me a wedding dowry, they would pay for a good university and then I would earn enough to pay for my own marriage." Universities in Britain will watch Nottingham's progress with interest. Applications to British universities from China, once seen as a goldmine for international student fees, fell by 25% this year. China may be a communist state, but on the campus of Nottingham at Ningbo, free speech is flourishing and democracy is taking root. Professor Gary Rawnsley, Dean of International Studies, spent the summer handling emailed questions from students about international politics. "There are no taboos," he said. Fin du texte numéro 16.